vet bills can soon mount up. After the diagnostics, then there can be medicine bills, which can be lifelong for some conditions such as arthritis or thyroid diseases. And these medicines can get very expensive.
And I had always assumed, once you'd chosen a vet and they said, well, this is the course of treatment and it'll cost this much, you sort of had to go along with it. But it doesn't have to be that way, does it?
No, of course not. The vet will prescribe a medicine, but that doesn't mean you have to buy the medicine from them. They can issue you with a prescription. They will charge a fee for this, but you're in your right to request a written prescription, which you can then use to basically shop around and find it at the best price. There's a lot of online verified pharmacies where you can do this.
For people who then would like to look beyond just purchasing from the vet, should they be concerned that every place they look at online, is it legit?
Yeah, of course. Especially if the medicines look significantly cheaper than the price that you've been quoted from your vet, you might think it's not real. So what you need to do is look for the VMD accredited online retailer logo, which will be on all of these pharmacies' online websites and for you to see.
I see. Okay. Give me an example or two of the sort of difference in price for I don't know, some sort of common treatment. I'd just like to get an idea of it.
Okay. So a common treatment in older cats for cats that get hyperthyroidism. The treatment from your vets that would last 2 to 3 months from your vet may cost £100-£120. Online, the same medicine could cost a third of that.
Oh gosh, that's actually surprising. That is really...
And even if you put into play the prescription fee that the vet will charge, you're still going to make a significant saving. And especially if you can... The tip is also to ask your vets to put a repeat on there so you can use it for more than one bottle, and then you're saving twice.
Wow, okay. So how long has this been a thing then, that you can sort of shop around for a good deal on a prescription?
Well, it's actually been going longer than you'd imagine. Since 2006, it's been a legal right that you can ask your vet for a prescription. So as long as the vet's seen your animal recently and they've treated it for the condition, they will give you a prescription, which you can then use to shop around.
I see. Okay. And you're from one of these companies then that is one of these online pharmacies?
Yes, I am. So I've been a practicing vet since 2012, and I set up a pharmacy, which has been going for the last 3-4 years.
And have you noticed over that time, you said that a lot of people aren't aware still of the ability to shop around, but have you noticed a growing increase in people starting to do so?
Absolutely. And I think with the media, with the cost of living crisis, and there's also been in the media about the competition marketing investigation into veterinary practices, I think awareness is getting out there now. More and more people are starting to know about it.
In a nutshell, what was that investigation about?
That's to do with veterinary practices being more transparent about their costs and their charges.
Because I guess there is this, I don't know whether I'm speaking for all pet owners, I've got a couple of cats, but there is this slight distrust. Do they really need this treatment, this medicine? Are they overcharging me? Is that something that in your career as a vet that you've picked up on from people?
Well, I think veterinary medicine is improving all the time, and we are getting fabulous first-class treatment for our animals with great diagnoses. But then with that comes the cost of the medicine, and then animals are living longer. So I'm a vet myself, and we're not trying to say that in anything derogatory about vets in that way. I think the fact they do a fabulous job is trying to keep the cost of everything down where we can for owners, and this is one section that we can keep the cost down. They do an amazing job, and they're working their socks off, and they're working 24/7, and they're giving amazing care, which all comes at a cost, but where we can save costs for the owners is through the medicine.
So is there anything that we need to be aware of once we do go down this road of using a service outside of our own vet?
I think, yeah, once you get your prescription, read it really carefully or speak with your vet to clarify the details. There will be an expiry date on there. So it's not one prescription forever. It will need to be updated. And the total quantity that you can get from the prescription, i.e. the number of repeats or the total number of tablets, you need to know about that so that you can get a new one in time for your second order.